You can follow at Omarone NBA, basketball writer for the Dime Magazine, been on the NBA Network, done a ton of basketball work. So I think we have Oliver there. Oliver, are you here?
I am.
There you go. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Excellent. Excellent to have you here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Of course, we'll talk about the All-NBA team in a second, but let's talk about the Cavs and the Celtics, which is going tonight. We have Game 2. The NBA schedule's kind of been all over the place. Golden State, of course, against the Spurs tomorrow night. And this Cavs team, which I think got 10 days rest, if I'm not mistaken, is a team that is, I don't think, gets the credit defensively. We know that they can put up points. We saw the other night LeBron had 38. I mean, he's had more than 35 points in almost every game he's played. They've won 12 games in a row in the playoffs going back to last year. We know Golden State's won 10 in a row. It's inevitable that these two teams meet in the finals, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the Celtics just aren't up to par. And on the Warriors' side, the Spurs don't have Kawhi Leonard, so it's inconceivable that this is going to happen sooner rather than later, in my opinion.
Is there any shot that Kawhi Leonard gets back for Game 3 tomorrow night?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't see Popovich as a guy who's going to force somebody's hand, especially in this sort of situation. He's already had a couple of ankle problems previous to that. Obviously, in the Houston series, it kind of seemed like he wasn't exactly there for a couple of the games, and obviously sitting out one of them as well. But I just don't see Popovich forcing that hand. I think he kind of, I mean, no offense, but I'm sure he probably sees the writing on the wall as is and thinks that he's just going to have to start rebuilding for next year.
You look, they're not going to, with all due respect to LaMarcus Aldridge, and I mean, they're missing Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard. You've got a team that is really a shadow of itself. You know, Pau Gasol is not going to win this series. So, do you think they can even win a game? Is really the question.
Yeah, I think they can. It would take a remarkable effort. I think first and foremost, Patty Mills has to play the best game of his career. I think he's a very, very big piece of this San Antonio Spurs puzzle right now because Tony Parker's out. And then the role players really have to step up. I mean, Jonathan Simmons is going to have a good game. LaMarcus Aldridge has to step up and play big minutes and, you know, be able to put up, you know, 25-plus points on 40-plus percent shooting. And it's difficult. I mean, because LaMarcus really doesn't match up very well against Draymond because of his aggressive nature and just how he plays defense. So it's going to be really hard for the San Antonio Spurs to even win a game. But I wouldn't be surprised to see, obviously, what surprises me with Popovich anymore? I just wouldn't be surprised to see them win at least a game here.
Yeah, and you know him going off on Zaza Pachulia or Zaza Gabor, as we like to call him, the other night was vintage Popovich, especially considering you know he generally speaks in very small sound bites. So when he goes off for more than 5 seconds, everyone pays attention. Let's turn our attention to the All-NBA team and the guys that made it, and specifically in this instance in Toronto, DeMar DeRozan and making that team. The Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri was on Primetime Sports yesterday, and he said that it's about tweaks and not a roster overhaul. The Toronto Raptors have a bunch of free agents, including Tucker and Ibaka, and the biggest one of all, Kyle Lowry, who says all he wants is a ring. When you don't have a roster piece like a LeBron James, and I'll argue that the Cleveland Cavaliers without LeBron James still would be an incredibly good team, because when you go through that lineup and you look at the roster depth, it's pretty incredible. But I don't know that they would beat a team even like Washington, and Bradley Beal said that the Cavs didn't want to face Washington, which I thought was kind of funny. But what do the Raptors have to do to get to that next level? Making the conference finals last year, losing in the second round this year. They lost to the Cavs both years, but this year losing four in a row and just looking like they were completely outclassed and dominated. And the Cavs, of course, have done that to everybody. But the Toronto Raptors, can they continue in the direction that they've been going in the last couple of years?
I think they can. Obviously, you've got to try and retain these guys that you picked up during the trades and during the midseason kind of market. And then obviously you talk about Kyle Lowry. I don't know what you do there. Obviously it sounds like he's going to look elsewhere. as well as obviously reconsider Toronto. So it's not like a foregone conclusion they've gone, but you look at this roster on paper, it looks pretty good. The coaching has been a question mark in the past few years. Is this kind of like the moment where you kind of sit there and say, maybe it's for a coaching change? I don't know. I've heard different things about that. I think that Casey's done as well as he possibly could in most cases, in most circumstances. But I think the main thing for this team is the opportunity to get better on the bench. And they just need more guys to step up in big moments and role players to come through the system and really create for this team. Because without DeMar DeRozan or without a Kyle Lowry, they just look like a different team completely. And that just shows that the depth and, you know, the comfortability on the bench is just not there.
And as far as style of play, we've heard that they got to become more of a three-point shooting team. Look, the offense is fairly one-dimensional. And you looked the other night at what LeBron did as far as scoring points. I think it was the first half, or maybe the first quarter, where they had more points in the paint than Boston had points. And so, you know, you look at some teams, because they can play both ways. Kevin Love is draining threes all over the place, but then LeBron's driving the lane, and the points in the paint are ridiculous. So when you're a team that can play multidimensional basketball like Cleveland and like Golden State, you're going to get to the conference finals and get to the NBA finals. The Raptors are just not a team as currently constructed that can play that multidimensional style.
Yeah, you're definitely right in that aspect. And multidimensional is the only way you can go in this league if you really want to win against every single team. You saw what Houston could do just shooting threes most of the time and not being necessarily multidimensional, but they did the outside shooting improved tremendously, and, you know, they did have a great season. And if they focus on one individual aspect of the game, they can beat, you know, 9 of 10 teams in the NBA and make a run to potentially a conference finals. But you have to fully buy into that if you're going to do it. And the Raptors seem to be in that, you know, they're just a lower-tier, multidimensional team. They've got to get better on the outside. They know that. And even in the interior, I mean, Jonas, he showed glimpses here and there, and he's played better in moments and spurts, but just in the paint, they need to dominate a little bit more. And so I think they're just lacking a little bit in each category, and so that's even more of a difficult task than potentially, say, just one or the other, because then you can go out and just focus on shooters or just focus on guys who don't need the ball in their hand. I mean, I've heard J.J. Redick going to Toronto, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, this would be wonderful. But that's the players that you're looking for. You're looking at guys that don't need the ball in their hands, because you've got DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry taking up most of the chunk of the offense as far as possessions go. So you've got to find guys that are willing shooters, that are capable to shoot off the dribble or potentially not even have a dribble with it. And so you're looking for sharp shooters. You're looking for the Kyle Korver. You're looking for players like that who will sit in the corner and hit the threes and be consistent. I mean, they need veteran leadership in this team, I think, most importantly. I mean, Serge Ibaka's, he's getting up there a little bit. P.J. Tucker's probably the guy that you'd focus on most in that category, but he wasn't even there for all season long. So they've got to start, and I think really it begins with the offseason. They've got to figure out the guys that they want to lead this locker room, to lead this team, and go from there.